All right, so tell me where you're from and why you're here today.
I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, but I live in West Philly. And I'm here today to try to make a statement about, you know, our whole way of life. I think it's, you know, it's bigger than even fracking. It's just our whole way of life. We really have to start thinking about how we live, the amount of energy we use, the amount of like consumption that we do, the amount of resources that we just consume and exploit from this planet. And fracking is exhibit A. We are running out of natural gas, and so we're getting desperate, trying to do other methods that are poisoning our water, that are like destroying our earth, that are causing people to like have to move out of areas where there's been fracking done. And it's just really it's exhibit A for just the insanity of the economic growth system and our industrial model that just pollutes and destroys. And I mean, no one's thinking about 100 years down the road. No one's thinking about 200 years from now. We're at 7 billion people on the planet. We're supposed to be going towards 9 billion by 2050. We are facing like epic problems here. Epic environmental issues. So, yeah, that's why I'm here.
Okay, so just tell me where you're from and why you're here today.
We're from Franklin Forks in Pennsylvania, Susquehanna County. And we're here to fight fracking.
And you're here with your daughter today, right?
I'm sorry?
You're here with your daughter today.
This is my granddaughter. Yeah.
So is it okay if we ask her the same question, why she's here? Hey, what's your name?
Madison.
Nice to meet you. So can you tell me where you're from and why you're here today?
Pennsylvania County.
And why are you here today?
Hi, I'm from Rutledge, Pennsylvania. I'm here because fracking is very, very dangerous. There are a lot of lies out there that it's producing clean energy, which it is not, that it's producing jobs, which it is not. It's making a few people rich at the cost, long-term cost of our environment. It's not worth it.
All right, I just moved into North Philly, and I'm here to support all the people in protecting our waters and to not support Governor Corbett and his fracking buddies in trying to poison the water and destroy the land and not care about people anymore.
Okay, so just tell me where you're from and why you're here today.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Graber, and I'm from Philadelphia, from the East Falls neighborhood. I'm here at Shale Gas Outrage to express my dissatisfaction with fracking in Pennsylvania. We're putting a lot of our communities and people at risk by allowing dirty gas drilling in Pennsylvania and other states like New York, Ohio, Delaware, Maryland, and West Virginia. And what a lot of people don't realize is that the practice of hydraulic gas fracturing is poisoning our water, our air, and our land, and also affecting the health of individuals that live in these impacted areas. And so I came out today in solidarity with all the organizations and people fighting against fracking, and, you know, to tell the gas drillers who are here in town for their conference that we do not approve of this practice, and we're going to continue to fight them until there's a moratorium on fracking in Pennsylvania.
Well, my name is Solomon. I'm originally from Philadelphia, but I've lived in Los Angeles for about a year and a half. Just came back, you know, a little while ago. So, and I'm just here to support, you know, the anti-fracking movement and, you know, everyone here who's trying to get that shit banned, you know, because it's important. And if enough people don't show and enough people don't care, nothing's going to happen. So it's, you know, I'm one of those people who care, so that's why I'm here.
Hi, I'm Amanda. I'm from Philly, and I'm here with the Up Against the Law Motherfucker Collective. And I'm here today to support organizers, make sure the police behave, and to give people choices about the law and incarceration in the event of any arrests.
Thank you very much. What do you feel about the fracking issue?
I don't know a whole lot about fracking, so I started doing a little research a couple weeks ago, and just based on the numbers of pollution, I think it's I personally was ignorant as an organizer about how horrible it is. And just the numbers in terms of the amount of chemicals that are being spread so far from these, like, mining sites and burning sites, it's almost unreal. Like, it's so disgusting. It's like, is this actually, are there actually people living in these conditions? And then meeting with some of these kids and some of these, like, mothers who are organizers from these little towns in, like, Pennsylvania and Delaware, it's, like, heartbreaking but also really motivating to see, like, how angry and directed and organized they are. So I'm hoping that more people learn, because I think the big corporate, like, battle, I was listening to one of the women on NPR this morning, I think the whole, like, there are no other choices, like, this is, what else are we going to do? A lot of people believe that. And if you don't know about it, when they're like, oh my, if we stop fracking, we'll have to go back to, like, regular oil burning. And, like, that's not true at all. So I'm just glad to be here to get more information. I'm glad to see, like, the wide variety of organizers and, like, supporters and people that's affected. And I'm hoping that there's some kind of effect, because it's pretty awful. It's pretty horrible from what it's doing, not only to people, like, in terms of the level of carcinogens, not only in terms of infecting people, but it's doing to trees, what it's doing to rivers, what it's doing to, like dirt, like the where you, people can't farm in certain areas anymore, they can't use wells in certain areas anymore. It's pretty horrible.
Hi, my name is Meenal, and I'm from Mount Airy. It's a neighborhood of Philadelphia. I'm here today at this anti-fracking rally because, hey, we all drink water. And we are the voice of the rivers and the fish and the frogs, and we need to raise our voices in unison.
I burn so easily.
So I'm here with one of the organizers of this event. So why don't you tell me, you know, who you are and how you came to become an organizer for this and why you're here today.
Absolutely. My name's Alex Bomstein. I'm with Protecting Our Waters. I actually didn't do that much on this event myself, but Protecting Our Waters is the lead organizing group on this. And I guess, do you want to know how Protecting Our Waters got to do this?
Yeah.
So this is only the second year of the event, Shale Gas Outrage. First year was a success. It was last year. It was, if not, I think it might have been the largest anti-fracking rally at the time. If not, it was one of the largest. It was certainly the largest in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I was here for that last year. It was pretty good.
Yeah. It was an impressive event. And given that success, we wanted to continue it this year. And if anything, we have a lot more to fight against this year because just of the dramatic expansion of fracking. In the last year, the increase in the number of wells that have been leased or the drilling companies decided they want to drill on them.
What do you think is going to take to actually stop the fracking in Pennsylvania?
Well, that's going to be an uphill battle. And it is an uphill battle. I think it's possible, but it's going to take a change in the political situation as well as a change in the grassroots. There needs to be a lot more grassroots movement on this than there has been. You know, it's part of the problem is that it's such a new issue. It's not that there's never been fracking before, but the changes in the technology and the rapid increase in the spread of fracking in the last few years has really taken people by surprise. And people haven't been able to mobilize over the course of decades as they have on other issues. So we have our work cut out for us, but I think there's a lot of movement possible once people really mobilize the way they have on some other issues.
So I'm a renewable energy contractor. I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I'm here because I design and install solar electric systems, and you know, I figured the people here might be receptive to the services that I provide. So that's why I'm here, to try to drum up more business. But I also do believe in regulating the natural gas drilling industry. So killing two birds with one stone for me. Drumming up more business and also, you know, giving my support to this movement.
Okay, so I'm here with one of the co-sponsors or someone who's with the group that's co-sponsoring this event. Do you want to just tell me about that and tell me who you are and what you're all about?
Thank you. Yeah, my name's Zachary Hirschman. And I'm with a group called the Earth Quaker Action Team, and we're a Philadelphia faith-based organization that works on an environmental issue really similar to this called mountaintop removal. And without going into it too deep, we've seen the kind of consequences of it in the region where it occurs, in Appalachia and the southeastern United States. And down there they call it fracking's big brother. same type of dirty extraction policies, health impacts pushed out on the community, externalities paid for by the state and by the people instead of the corporations that are causing it. And now the whole place is a damn wasteland. It looks like a moonscape. Over 500 mountains have been destroyed by this process. And then it's the same kind of companies and the banks that are profiting off that are now moving up to Pennsylvania to get involved in fracking. And so something that we see is really important is that it's not about knowing all the technical details of this, that, and the third. It's more about understanding the role the companies play in taking the wealth out of the land and away from the people and keeping it for themselves. And so that's why we're here today as Quakers, as people of faith, and as people of conscience. And it's been a great rally so far.
Okay, so just tell me where you're from and why you're out here today.
I'm from Philadelphia area, but I grew up in southwestern New York State near the Pennsylvania border, not far from the areas that are being fracked now in northwestern Pennsylvania. Spent a lot of time playing in the Allegheny National Forest and now seeing that area, the water being polluted and destroyed by an unbridled fracking industry that threatens to turn those forest lands into factory land.
So I'm here right now in front of Governor Corbett's office in Philadelphia. The march left the convention center, and now we're standing on one side of the street that has been blocked off. One person tried to block the other side of the street, but most of the people here didn't feel willing or able to take part in that sort of protest. But so far it's pretty good. I would say it's about 1,000 or so people here. And everyone's pretty fired up. And hopefully by the end of this day, many more people will be aware of what's going on with the fracking here in Pennsylvania. All right, I'm here with someone who saw the sign I'm holding that says capitalism is destroying our planet. And can you tell me what you told me about your background? I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, I'm a red diaper baby, which means that my parents were very left-wing, and I always tell people I'm a little to the left of Fidel Castro if they ask who I'm voting for. So it's distressing that the people who are making money off fracking are the 1%, and they're willing to sacrifice everybody else's health. They don't live in these places, and they never will. And when people say, well, don't they have kids? Yeah, they'll live in a gated community somewhere, and they'll have all the water, and we won't.
And where are you from?
I have a farm in upstate New York, and I also work in New York City.
Okay. I'm Vivek Anantan, that's my name. I'm from Philadelphia, and I'm representing the Green Party. The reason why I'm here is I'm concerned about water. I drink water. Human beings drink water. And I don't think anybody can live without fresh, good water. So the government is doing something very stupid, and we have to do something to change that. And it's a basic necessity. Water is a basic necessity. I don't think anybody can live without water. Animals, anything, nobody can live on this planet. It's really, they're actually crashing themselves by doing this stupid thing of fracking. So this has to stop. I am supporting the people who are here to stop it.
All right, what's up, Roman? So tell me where you're from, even though I already know, but tell me where you're from and why you're here today.
I grew up in Northeast Philly, and I'm here today because I want to participate in the movement to stop hydrofracking in this country and in the state, because it's just it's a lie that the corporations put out there that there's no alternative of energy. That we, you know, we're in the year 2012, yet we can't figure out a way to get energy that doesn't involve us like poisoning water and like sickening people. So I think it's a lie, and I think that people are making a lot of money and people are dying. So I think it's messed up, and I want to like help and be part of that. So yeah.
Cool. All right, so tell me where you're from and why you were at the protest today.
I'm from Philadelphia. I'm at the protest today because I was on my way to school and saw some comrades outside of a building. I'm not sure. I guess it's a convention center, and decided that I would hang out and find out what's going on, and learned that it was an anti-fracking protest.
Did you learn anything from being here today?
I learned how annoying it can be to march and organize with some of the big corporate environmentalist groups.
Anything else to add about that? What are you talking about specifically? I think I noticed the same thing. I don't want to, you know, call anybody out, but.
So, like, the Sierra Club was here. They're pretty shitty, yeah. They're horrible. And who else is here?
Just really, really leftist sort of, like, exactly. Mainstream.
Exactly, yeah.
Thanks for that.
That's all, folks.
الغربه